Friday night rolls around, good Shabbos to y'all.
Will Whitman be there tonight to give Conway a call?
OCD freak loving his dog. Popping that will butchering like Hanukkah gel, fool.
Timmy's betting the podium.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Nice to see you, Timmy Conway Jr., man.
Before we start here, we got some interesting family news in the Conway family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, buddy.
What do you think it is?
Is your wife pregnant?
No. Get out of here. Oh. My dad got a job on 30 Rock.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, everybody. Yeah, they pursued him and said, you got to do it, you got to do it, you got to do it.
So he's going to be a regular recurring?
I think he's going to be the star of the show. I think they're replacing Tina Fey with my dad.
Well, that's great. I tell you what.
No, I think he's just doing an episode. But 30 Rock is a big show.
30 Rock is a huge show, and it's very funny with Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. Now, and you throw your dad in the mix. You know, the amazing thing about, and you probably heard this your whole life, the amazing thing about your dad, Tim Conway Sr., which I think is an unbelievable ability, because it's one, you know, you step back kind of in awe and watch the way he is able to
pass his talent down to his kids.
I was getting there, but first I was going to say
teach his oldest kid a wicked sense of humor.
Primarily, well, he's done that, but primarily you can put him in any cast. You know, your dad can pop up and do a guest spot and meld into, you know, an already existing cast of people like he was there the whole time.
You're exactly right, and I'll give you some examples of that. He used to, after the Carol Burnett show, and just recently, who has done Married with Children, is a regular on SpongeBob SquarePants, and then is asked to do 30 Rock.
Yet nobody.
You can research all night long in Internet Movie Database and try to find that connection.
Yeah, you can't. You
can't do it.
It's one guy.
Yeah. He's got a website he's managing. Guy's on fire, man.
He really is. And you know what?
TimConway.com, Jerry. That's it.
He's also the nicest guy.
Thank you.
That I think anybody listening has ever had a chance to meet.
If I could be one tenth the father that he was, I'd be a crappy father.
No.
I got to be like maybe half the father he was to be a good father.
That's how I feel about my dad. You know, I said
or
about
3/4 of a father.
I've always said about my dad, if I could be a tenth of the man that my father was, I think I would be okay.
Nah, I don't know. A tenth is low. Maybe 1/3.
Well.
But,
I want to revise the numbers now, Tim. I just, you know, one tenth is what came to mind when I was.
All right.
You know.
All right. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on 30 Rock. My dad's doing 30 Rock. Tim Conway off to do 30 Rock, everybody. Look at that. Flying to New York and doing the big show.
Oh, so when will he go? Next week?
I think next week he's off to New York.
Now, forgive my ignorance, and this is the answer is probably an overwhelming wow, you effing idiot. Of course, yes. They shoot it at 30 Rock, right?
Are you
I don't
serious?
Know. I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shoot it there.
And don't forget, then we're going to get into this topic, but please, you're going to give me a headache if you just say, come on, Conway, with topic, let's go.
Well, Jerry was doing that. I wasn't doing that. But
we have an auction up on eBay. We're trying to raise a little money for Gina Grad, who's making $12 an hour around here.
I try to give her some money sometimes.
I know, but you always want favors for it.
Excuse me?
Here's what we're doing. eBay... We're selling my old headphones autographed by me. What a big week for the Conway family. My dad gets an opportunity to be on a very funny show, 30 Rock, and eBay is offering my autographed headphones to the highest bidder. A banner week for the Conway family.
I wonder which story will make it into Variety.
It'd be interesting. Right now it's a toss-up.
It's a photo finish.
All right, so go to eBay, and under Tim Conway Jr.'s autographed headphones, you can go bid on that. And I think it's up to $52.
Hell no.
Yes, it's up to $52. There are 6 days, of course, remaining.
Go check them out.
Let me let the audience know a little bit about what they're bidding on here. The bid is up to $52. It's Tim Conway Jr.'s autographed headphones. They will be sent to you. The shipping costs are free. How about that? You don't often see that on eBay.
It's on the front page of ConwayandWhitman.com. Is that correct?
And there are multiple pictures of our boy Timmy, some more flattering than others.
Quite a looker, aren't I?
Wearing the headphones. And then there's just pictures of the headphones that clearly show that they are signed by Tim. And let me just kind of whet the palate of the listeners. Want to own a piece of radio history? Bid now on Tim Conway Jr.'s autographed personal headphones. If you buy them, you'll instantly become a huge stud. These have been Timmy's favorite headphones for many, many years. Until his wife bought him an expensive pair of new headphones.
Well, that's actually not true. It was my father-in-law, Jamie Clark, who gave me those for Christmas.
It says that you hate the new pair of headphones. Is that's true, right? You
get out of here, you idiot.
That's what it says. I'm just reading it.
I wear them every day.
And then it says, I said it, man.
Ah, get out of here. Who wrote that?
I think Gina did.
Who?
Jerry?
Randy?
Randy.
That'd be Randall.
Randy, you're an idiot, dude.
Yeah.
Can you please change that to not, you know, make me look like such an a-hole? Let's just try to keep that off the air.
Okay.
All right. U.S. News and World Report, everybody.
Okay. By the way, you look very nice in your glasses.
Thank you very much. I have my new glasses on.
You look very, very nice.
My new reading glasses.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look nice, Gina?
Thank you.
Yeah, very sexy.
Very distinguished.
If you put those on me, and not that we will, because I'll break them. I'll stretch out the...
Don't put these on.
No, I won't. But I would look like a doofus in glasses.
My daughter picked these out, and I couldn't... I took one of the Dora characters off this side, but this side is still there.
Well, they're very cute.
All right, Thursday, February 20...
What I meant was she's very cute. Dora's very cute. The glasses are very distinguished.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thursday, February 28th, Health Day News. Somebody emailed this to me this afternoon.
Sure.
Researchers have uncovered another damaging consequence of spanking. You know what it is?
Wow, they're always on. These researchers are always piling on spanking. I can't imagine what yet another negative aspect of spanking.
Risky sexual behavior.
Oh, well, that might be a.
Or even sexual deviancy.
Ooh, that.
When the child grows up. Excuse me. Fritos.
It's Fritos.
This adds one more harmful side effect to spanking, says Murray Strauss, a spanking expert. Who the F? A spanking expert.
We could leave his name out. I mean, I don't think anybody knows.
Oh, baboo.
Murray Strauss, man.
How do you lay that on somebody at a party?
I'm a spanking expert.
Yeah, what do you do? I work in sales for KLSX, sell advertising. Hey, what do you do? I actually work for the state. I'm a prosecutor. Oh, that's cool. Hey, dude, what do you do? I own a couple of restaurants, one in the Valley and one on the West Side. Hey, Murray, what do you do? I'm a spanking expert.
Well, you know, depending which party you're at, I'm a spanking expert, you know.
But he's not the right kind of spanking expert. Oh, well, he studies spanking of kids.
There are some parties where that might turn a few heads, and Murray might be the most popular guy in the room.
I guess so. Especially in Hollywood, man.
Yeah, I said it, man.
People are always so bizarre.
Is that wild?
All right, here it says, I think it's pretty powerful. It's across several studies, and across different forms of either risky or deviant sexual behavior. So here's the bottom line. If you hit your kids, they might grow up to be complete sexual lunatics. I guess stop hitting Sophia.
Well, no, look. I mean, I think there's a difference between, you know, occasionally spanking your child. You and I both were occasionally, at least I was, you know, but very rarely, maybe two or three times in my entire childhood that I can remember where I got a spanking or my dad had to hit me because I, you know, mouthed off to my mom or something and he grabbed me by the arm and swatted me on the ass. But
who hit you more, your mom or dad? Dad beat you up?
No, my dad never beat me up. No,
mom?
No. No one ever beat us up. I think maybe my mom or my dad, just the threat of my dad. See, my mom would say, you know, my dad would say, do you want, and this sounds so primitive, but he would say, do you want the strap? And the strap was his belt.
Yeah. And I put that together.
Right. But if he reached even to his belt as if to remove it, then we shut up. We were fine. So he never really even had to do anything. Just the fear that he would was enough to get us in line. You know?
Yeah, that's my dad did the same thing. My dad never yelled at me and never hit me as a child. But my mom made up
for that.
Ground.
I see. Yeah. I see. All right.
But she used to. But she had six kids. And hey, Jerry, will you pick up that phone, please?
You got to hit a few if you have six.
Yeah, but she had six kids, so, you know, you understand. I mean, I have one, and, you know, God love my daughter. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
And she's the cutest kid you'll ever see.
Yeah, but still, you know, the kids drive you crazy sometimes.
I can understand that. But now, what I was going to say is, I think there's a difference. Like, if your mom or dad beats you, if you're a beaten child, if you're an abused beaten child, and it happens all the time, I absolutely would imagine there'd be a great desire to rebel against your parents, and that might result in sexual promiscuity. That is not, to me, uncommon, I don't think. On the other side, if you're just occasionally spanked like I was and probably like you were, I think that I don't think that's going to make your kid, you know, a sexual deviant.
Well, it says here, the study says it's bad vibes. So if you were spanked as a child, if mom or dad hauled off on you, call us up and tell us what your sexual life is like. We do a little study of our own.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
520-9710, if mom and dad whipped you pretty good. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Yeah. Now, Tim, you're taking a lot of pauses. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting the audience warmed up.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You know, if he's, 'cause I've been accused of giving out the phone number too quickly.
Oh, who says that, Jack?
No, not Jack. Some people listening.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think you do fine with the phone numbers.
They said they can never pick it up. Oh, well, I said, well, I said, I'll slow it down a little.
Oh, my gosh.
520-9710. It's fairly easy to remember.
You want a tough number to pick up, a tough radio number to pick up?
Yeah.
If you're ever up late at night and you're, like, driving around in the car and, you know, you could pick up, like, stations from San Francisco, there's a station at 810 on the dial called KGO, which has been on in San Francisco forever. And their phone number...
Home of Bernie Ward?
Home of Bernie Ward, that's right. But their phone number is like 8088-8080-8810. I'm always like listening to it and I'm going, what? Because the hosts give it really fast because obviously it's a legendary station and people know the number, I'm sure, in the Bay Area because the station's been there so long. But it's like you when you're driving home or something, you know, bounce around, you hit that 810 a.m. You can hear it at night and you hear that host give that number, 808-8808. And I'm going, what the F? I could never call this station even if I wanted to.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you were spanked as a child, did you turn out to be a complete sexual nut? And the headphones on eBay are up to $61, everybody. So bid on those headphones. Bid, bid, bid. And the money goes to Gina Graham. She'll be awfully grateful. Maybe she can move out of that asshole she lives
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
I could help you with that, Gina, at some point.
Yeah.
Really?
But it would require, and I'm not being sexual, it would require maybe you helping me with some projects and things.
Wow.
I like projects.
All right, cool. We'll talk.
Wonder what kind of project.
Well, I do have the office, you know. I mean, I'd put you in the office and have you be an assistant, but you'd want too much money for that.
Oh, yeah. I clearly ask for so much.
And you could be right. You could be Conway and Whitman's assistant. You could do like the business for the Conway and Whitman show from that office.
That would be amazing, but I don't think Tim wants an assistant.
All right, please, I don't need an assistant.
Tim doesn't give enough.
I barely want to be, you know, I don't want to drive in the car with me. Why do I want to drive with somebody else?
Well, no, you could drive yourself, you know, but Gina would be there with a phone at the office. So like,
she'd be too annoying. Huh? All right, let's talk to Jordan in Oxnard. Jordan, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Hey, Brian, I don't know if you remember me from a while back, Jordan from Oxnard, we used to talk when you were watching the Game Show Network and all that.
Oh, you were the dude who called the cell phone. You called the Conway and Whitman cell phone that night.
That's
yeah.
me.
You're a married dude?
No. I'm single.
Yeah, because I talked to you. The cell phone, I don't, by the way, people call it. It's been turned off. But I talked to you and a married dude. Yes, I do remember. That was when people, I'd keep the phone on all night, and I was probably had a couple of glasses of wine in me when you called.
Yeah, you were drinking wine, eating baked ziti, watching
the game show.
You got the right number.
Yeah, you dialed correctly, as it turns out.
Like the $100,000 pyramid or whatever it was.
Yeah, I do.
And
yes,
how long,
I do.
How long would you guys talk?
I think we talked for about a half hour.
Oh, we talked several hours.
Well, we talked more than once.
We
didn't talk just one time. You know, Jordan was a regular on that cell phone.
But you still have it?
Yeah, but it's turned off. I don't answer it because, you know, what was happening was it was like ringing all the time, and I would get home, and I would want to eat, and I would want to watch some TiVo'd shows.
And your fans wanted to talk to you.
And sometimes people wanted to talk, and I just wasn't into it because I just talked with you for 3 hours, and I wanted to relax. But it's good to hear from you, Jordan. Were you spanked as a child?
You better believe it. Not a lot. Not a lot.
And are, but, are you a pervert?
Oh, well, define pervert.
Well, what do you need to get excited?
I'm kind of whips and chains or anything like that, but
whoa.
But I'd say a little bit of like violence here and there, you know, hair pulling, this and that.
Yeah, I don't think we ever, when you called me on the Conway and Whitman cell phone, I don't remember any of this ever coming up.
Wait, uh-huh. But you like when women pull your hair?
I wouldn't talk, but it goes both ways. Yeah, my hair isn't super long, but I mean, you know, it's more like running fingers through it as opposed to pulling it.
Yeah, see, I spend too much money on this hair to have some chick pull at it,
right? And destroy the beautiful work that science has done on it.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Hey, baby, baby. No, I mean.
Hey, look at this, man.
No, baby, I mean, you know, you can touch it and all, but just don't.
Look like I'm 19.
Don't pull at it, man. It's took the doctor 3 visits, man, and it's pretty goddamn sensitive, man. So don't be
don't
yanking
touch
at it,
it, man.
All right, dude.
All right, let's talk to. Are there any chicks out there? I mean, do we have to talk to effing dudes all night about this?
You know what I'm sitting here thinking? The same exact thing. It's Friday night. Chicks are listening. They're getting ready to go out.
Yeah, let's talk to chicks who got hit. All right, let's George, Chuck, Bill, Armando, and Jeremy, please.
You lost them all.
I know, but I can't sit here and talk to another goddamn guy about his sex. I'd rather just kill myself. Let's try to get some women on the phone and talk to them about their sex life.
Well, I'm with you on that.
I have no interest to talk to a guy about what turns him on.
Well, do you have interest in...
And the guys listening don't give an F about it either.
Do you have an interest in proving or disproving the study?
I don't care about the study. All it's right. Just a way to get chicks to call up and talk about their sex life.
Oh.
And I'm not going to talk to guys all night about what they need to do to get off. I'm just not going to do it. You want that? You bring Ed Till back in here, and Ed Till will do that all night with you. Sit there and talk to guys about having sex with other guys. And then, you know,
did he do that?
I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. The nasty man or somebody did it. But let's just take calls from women. Girls, if you got hit, if you got spanked as a child, did it turn you into a sexual deviant? All right?
Whoa.
For women only. You know, it's Friday. Let's, guys, take a powder on the phones. You know, you'll have an opportunity to call in 10 o'clock on open phones. We don't need to hear you and your sexual antics.
Or guys, hit the cell phone and make a booty call.
Yeah,
it's, you know, just get some chick over to the apartment. Let's get to, you know, get something going. It's Friday night.
Don't
man.
Call us. Call. You know, just listen to the chicks calling up. Wouldn't you rather listen to them?
Or call an escort service if you have a few bucks.
Jordan calling from Oxnard saying he talked to you all night.
And yeah, he did. No, he called. He used to call. That please. I don't want to give the number because then the phone will start ringing again. But he used to call. He called. You know. I think I talked to him 3 or 4 times. He called every other week or something, and right. He'd check in. But, you know, a lot of those calls, Tim, I was hitting the wine. I don't really remember a lot of them. He totally can do.
All right. Hey, Gina, you're going to hang up on all guys, right? Yeah, just as soon as you hear a guy's voice, just hang up on his ass. Enough. All right, let's talk to Lily in Hawthorne. You're on 97.1 Free FM. There she is. Lily, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
I was just going to say that when I was younger, I'm really, really nervous.
Well, don't be nervous.
When I was younger, I used to be spanked mostly by my mom when I used to do bad things. And, well, now, I don't know, but, like, I love having sex with my husband. We have it, like, almost every day, even twice a day if we can.
Right. Yeah.
And, and I don't know if it's weird, but... I like watching porn while we're having sex, and I don't know if it has anything to do with...
No, I don't think that's weird. You like watching porno while you're having sex.
Yeah.
You know, I dated a girl once who was into that. Only one girl, and it was not a long-term relationship, just dated her just a few times. And that was her thing, where she wouldn't mind watching porn while we were having sex. And her deal was, and I don't know if this is your deal, Lily, that she she wanted us to do what they were doing in the movie. Is that your thing?
Mostly, for some reason, I'm more into the girl-on-girl, but when I was in high school, I was there to kiss a girl, but I didn't feel nothing for her, but, like, for some reason, I love to see girl-on-girl porn, and I don't think I'm gay or anything, because I love having sex with my husband.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're going to be fine, baby.
But how often were you spanked? I mean, I know you said your mom was the primary...
Well, I was really bad when I was little. Mm. I used to, you know, wear her makeup and she would get mad.
Did you deserve it?
I wouldn't say I deserved it all the time, that, you know, my mom, you know, she had an anger issue also, so.
So now what if your current dude spanks you? Are you into being spanked now?
We've done it a couple times, and the first time I thought it was kind of weird, but I think now I'm getting more into it.
Right, because at first it reminded you of your mom, kind of.
Yeah, I was like,
sure.
No.
Oh, Bobo. All right, well, Lily, it sounds like you're pretty healthy. How old are you?
Me, I'm 23.
23. You're fine, babe. How long have you been married?
It's probably going to be a year.
How many kids do you have?
Excuse me?
How many kids you got?
Oh, I have my niece with me. I don't have any kids.
Oh, it sounds like a kid in the background. All right.
That's a huge bitch.
All right, baby. We thank you for calling, darling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. There she goes, everyone.
Huh?
All right, girls, if you were spanked as girls...
Right.
What happened to you later on in life? Did you become sexual deviants? According to this study from
Murray Strauss.
Yeah. U.S. News and World Report, spanking raises chances of risky deviant sexual behavior. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A study on spanking has come out. U.S. News and World Report.
Mm-hmm.
And it says spanking raises the chances of risky, deviant sexual behavior. If you're spanked as a kid, chances are when you get older, you like it a little crazy.
Yeah, you like, and maybe you like it a little rough, and you kind of have come to expect the spanking, and you like the spanking.
Ah. All right, Mimi in downtown, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm well. How are you doing?
Excellent.
All right, Mimi.
Well, okay, as a kid, I used to be, both my parents spanked me, but my dad would kind of put me, so.
All right, well, there you go.
Well, let's all take a minute. I don't know about you, Tim, but I need a minute to just kind of bounce back from that call.
I'll tell you what Mimi said that we couldn't put on the air.
Wow.
She said her father used to beat her with a belt, and the belt would hit her ass and something else.
Right. There you go. Perfectly stated.
And she enjoyed that. And she used a pretty slang term that we can't use. All right, let's talk to April in Fullerton. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Laughing at the last caller.
Now, but first you were shocked, right? You were shocked, and then you laughed, right?
No, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it came out of her mouth, and it caused me to giggle.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, please keep it clean, April.
Well, I won't see that. I won't say that because that didn't happen. But definitely, I think it's a direct correlation because when I was a younger child, my mom didn't hit me, but my dad would, and it wasn't that often, but it was the few times that it happened and the threat of it happening again, I think.
Would he beat you good? I mean, you know, you'd have black and blue?
Not black and blue, but he used to make me take my pants off down and then he'd hit me on my bare butt. So now, you know, just being sexually experimental, I learned that, you know, everyone likes a good slap on the ass once in a while, but I started with that, and then I started liking to get slapped across the face.
Oh, see, that's bad. All right. Now, April, a couple of quick questions.
Wish my wife liked that.
When your dad would spank you and have you take your pants down and you'd stand there and he'd spank you, would he spank you with a belt or with his bare hand?
Both.
Okay. And he did that until you were how old?
About 9 or 10.
9 or 10.
Oh, is that right?
And now you have your boyfriends doing it to you, and you're doing it to your boyfriends?
No, I don't like to hit.
But they're slapping you in the face? How often do you get hit in the face?
I mean, it's not every single time, but I would prefer it that way.
Give us an example. Are you driving right now?
No, I'm parked.
All right, give us an example with your hands. Give us the audio of the level you like to get slapped.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right. Wow.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Wow, that's unreal.
I mean a good, hard, firm slap. And the other thing is, like, he was, my father was kind of verbally abusive too, so I am about the dirty talk.
See? Hold on one sec. Jerry, will you come down to the station? Jerry wants to hit you.
I would definitely come down the station to be hit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you look like?
Really?
You're pretty attractive? Or is the beatings taken their toll over the years?
You don't look.
I'm a normal girl. I live a normal life. I'm 23.
Oh. Is there a MySpace I can go to right now?
You gotta talk to the mic.
I know how to do this.
Yes, there is. Mine's set on private though.
All right. Well, we're not gonna give it out over the air. We'll take it off there. Can we give it out over the air?
No, we can't get in because it's on private.
You can. It's on private.
But we can see the first page though, right?
You can see my default picture.
All right, myspace.com/.
I don't know what, because I never changed the slash part, but my name on MySpace is April Alexander.
And is that your real name?
That is the last name is not my real name.
Are you?
So you can use that on the air.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Are you a, you're not a female from Arkansas.
No, I'm from Fullerton.
Yeah. Right, hold on one sec. We're going to put you on with Gina, and we're going to get the exact address and talk about it on the air, okay?
Okay,
all right,
cool.
Hold on one sec. Can you get April's address? I think everybody wants to see what this young lady looks like who likes to get slapped in the face.
I'll tell you, the girl who has the domain of the MySpace account that she gave us is pretty hot, dude.
If I ever slapped my wife in her face...
It'd be over?
My father-in-law would be at the house... It takes him about an hour to drive from Orange County. He'd probably be there in about 40 minutes.
Right. Well, she'd call him first.
With eight of the 200 guns he owns.
Right.
And they'd all be pointed at my head.
Right. And fire away.
And he would ask me once if I did it, and I'd say no, and then he'd kill me.
Because he'd know you were lying.
Right. That's exactly right.
But what if it was during Tim? What if, not to get too personal, but what if it was something that your wife enjoyed?
She doesn't enjoy that.
During lovemaking.
She doesn't enjoy that.
All right.
She's like me. That, you know, that I have that instant reaction. When anyone hits me in the face, I go into another zone.
Yeah, you get angry and you just...
I lose it.
Right.
All right, let's talk to Trisha in Lake Forest. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Do you get beat as a kid? Trisha. Hey.
Babu.
Bab.
Hey.
Hey. Babu.
Hey.
Monica in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Good, pumpkin.
Well, I was beat or spanked about every day growing up until I was 17.
Whoa.
And I turned out fine.
You turned out fine. Now, was it mom or dad who used to beat you, Monica?
Actually, I came from a single mom, so it was mom every day.
It was mom all the time, right?
Yeah.
And what's life like nowadays?
Well, I am 20 right now. I have a very stable job, and I have a great fiance. And, you know, I'm doing good, and it didn't really affect me at all. So,
okay, good.
But yeah. you turned out completely fine. So you actually were like the minority in this study.
Yeah, and I don't really understand why, you know, people don't believe in spanking children, but to a certain degree, I think, you know, if a kid has a tantrum in the middle of the story, you know, you can't let them get away with it.
So you're not sexually wild? I mean, you're 20, you have a boyfriend. If we had your boyfriend on the phone and injected him with truth serum, would he tell us...
We don't have sex.
Come again?
We don't have sex.
Oh, you don't even have sex? Okay.
No, not until we're married.
All right.
Wait,
so
you're not going to until you get married?
Wow.
Not until I get married, no.
Oh, well, don't call us up and tell us you're normal and then lay that on us, baby.
Well, we did have sex before, but we're trying to find God, so we're both doing that. So
all right.
By the way, we'll
welcome you back in a few years.
I'd like to say to anyone who's trying to find God, he is right here.
All right. All right. Call us again, crazy.
Okay.
All right. There she goes. That's so great. Yeah, it turned out totally normal. Oh, is that right? No, I don't like rough sex at all. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to have sex until I get married because we're in search of God.
Hey, you know,
I
heard something on the radio the other day, made me think of you because you and I on the air, Tim, my friend, have had conversations about religion and organized religion and all of that. And I heard a report on the radio that the American adults are in record numbers abandoning religion or changing religious faith. They're saying that their faith they were brought up with has played a role in their life, but a very high number are choosing another faith or ditching the religion that they were brought up with altogether. So,
all right. Well, that could be absolutely true.
Yeah.
I found the picture of this chick on MySpace.
May I look over your shoulder?
Yeah, here she is. It says, it's April, bitch. Female, 23 years old, Fullerton, California, United States. And she was online today.
Now, is she the left or the right?
I don't know. We got to ask her. April, in that picture, are you on the one on the left or the one on the right?
I'm the one on the right. I have lighter hair.
The blonde.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to try to figure out how to tell the audience where this picture is. All right?
All right. Cool.
All right. Hold on one sec. When we come back, we'll give you the exact web address on how to see this chick, April, who likes to get slapped in the face.
You think she'd let me smack
but
her?
It also looks like it's the punching and slapping has taken its toll.
No, she's wearing makeup there. I think she looks great. Do you think she'd let me smack her ass, Tim?
No, she'd prefer you punch her in the face.
Well,
I'm
not into that, but can I ask when we come back if I can smack her ass, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
But she doesn't want that. She wants you to haul off and hit her right in the eye.
Well, that's negotiable. I really don't want to do that to
punch her out.
No, real men don't hit women. You know that.
But she wants it.
Okay, well, we'll talk. But
all right.
You think
right.
She'd let me?
I don't know. But a brand new study came out. It said if you get slapped and punched and kicked as a kid by your parents, you turn out to be a sexual deviant. Is that true, women? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.